You brought along someone with you tonight.
Yeah,
and I think she has some experience with Make Music Madison.
She does. Ooh. So I'm really honored to bring today our musician in residence for this year, Sarah. And Sarah is originally from Puerto Rico, and she's been performing with Make Music Madison for the last few years. And last year I brought her on a couple of media spots, and she also spoke to the Common Council for us last year and actually performed to Common Council for us to share a little bit about, you know, Make Music Madison. And we're really honored to have her in the role of musician in residence this year. She's supporting musicians to make sure that they're getting into the system, that they're finding hosts. And she's also going to be performing on Make Music Day. So I brought her along to speak a little bit about her experience and also her, you know, her artistry as a musician.
Oh, so great. Thank you, Mary Rose.
Sarah, where are you performing on Make Music Madison Day?
So I will be performing at the Lisa Link Peace Park around 3 to 4, I believe.
Just down the road here on State Street?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep,
and
in Madison.
At the Rotary Plaza next to the Children's Museum.
Oh, nice. Yeah. So you've got a couple of Madison shows then. And once we realized that you were going to be here, I wanted to check out your music. And it's terrific. How long have you been a musician? How long have you been playing?
You know, when people ask me that, I don't know what to say because I've always been singing. I learned to play the guitar kind of recently, maybe like 6 years ago. Anyway, I'll probably be getting more shows that day, though. Yes.
So 6 years ago when you picked up the guitar, what was the deciding factor? Hey, I'm going to pick up the guitar and play it instead of just singing.
So it's actually kind of dark. By that time, there was a terrible hurricane in Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
And I didn't have anything else left to do. Like, I didn't have my phone or nothing. So I decided, my mom gave me my grandpa's guitar, and she was like, do something with it. And my dad already had taught me some chords by that time. And I just started playing.
Well, we're so glad you did.
I'm glad too.
Yeah.
Were you in Puerto Rico when the hurricane hit?
Yeah.
Oh, that had been scary. Mm. And the island still hasn't really recovered as much as it should, has it?
I agree.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
What are some of the big things that you see that you need back home?
That what?
As far as help, as far as infrastructure needs or whatever to make Puerto Rico better, what is it that you think that the island needs or that would make things better for y'all?
I think, I'm not sure of the translation, but I think it's on audition. Like, the U.S. government needs to check out all of the bills, like all of the bills all of the things that happened with the governor at the time, because there was a lot of federal help sent, but we actually didn't receive it.
Yeah.
And that's more on the local side of the government. That's one of the things.
So also what you're saying is track the money, follow the money,
and
see how it was actually spent, where it was maybe supposed to be spent in different ways.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow. Well, we are so glad you are here with us tonight.
We can take some good, positive things from bad things happening. And in that case, for me personally, was learning the guitar, how to play the guitar.
That is a great end of your story, learning the guitar. Yeah.
And when did you come to Madison?
And what
was behind that?
Around 2 years and a half ago. Just family situation. I came here. At first, I wasn't going to stay, but then I liked it, and I just did it.
That happens to everybody that comes to Madison.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. I also, found a safe place to perform, which I honestly haven't performed back home until I moved here.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
What was it like performing for the first time back home?
You mentioned earlier that some bands have said that Make Music Madison was like the starting show, and it was the first time. Thanks to Music Madison.
Okay.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I performed for the first time in here.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. So an actual example, Jimmy.
I know. It's amazing.
So you went back home. Did you go back home at some point and then perform in front of people back home?
No, but I've performed for family gatherings, or I've actually performed in the violin because I play other instruments back when I was younger.
Yeah.
But I haven't come back home and performed exactly what I'm doing here, you know.
What do you think about booking a world tour with Max Inc? We'll book you. Rocker's the booker. He'll book you all the places. And we'll wrap it up.
I'll just hang out with you.
Yeah, Terry will be your roadie.
Okay.
Second roadie.
Well, when we get Jimmy to come back down out of the clouds, yes. We can listen to some live music because you are going to perform some songs for us tonight.
Yes, I will.
The first song that you're going to perform tonight, why don't you tell us a little bit about it?
The first one is going to be Addicted to You. I wrote it about a year ago. It's in English. Look, I think it's pretty self-explanatory. Like, I don't want to...
It's kind of personal, well, it sounds
that's
like.
That's great.
Yes. Okay.
Well, why don't you go ahead and get your guitar on and get ready and keep those headphones on.
Right.
And we'll get with you in just 1 second. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you.
All right, Jimmy, we're going to hear some live music from Sarah, and she is going to be playing Make Music Madison and also at the Marquette Waterfront Festival on June 8th. She'll be the first performer. We'll talk about that in a second.
And if you have a question or if you got a comment about Make Music Madison, you can give us a call right now, 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. It's an impromptu live in the lair with one song on Max Inc. Radio.
My thoughts are out of control. I cannot seem to get through. To hurt. How can I find a way if I continue to blame who is not at fault? I'm an addict, I cannot accept which way coming from. I'm an addict for love. How can I find a way to get it out of my mind? I know I've made mistakes, but I'm not the only one who's blind. I spend most of my days observing time just passing by, living inside of my brain, pretending life just all is cause. How can I find a way if I continue to blame who is not at fault? Ooh, I'm an addict, I cannot say which way coming from. I'm an addict for love. Pretending but the things unexplored. Don't let me say, cause I wanna be the one in control. Or should I just end it all? I'd rather restart the clock than end it all. How can I find a way if I continue to blame who is not at fault? I'm an addict, I cannot say where do it come from? I'm an addict for your love. I'm an addict for your love.
Very nice. Max Inc. Mad Radio Studios here. Max Inc. Radio. Let's do. Can we do another song, or do you got?
Well, we got some questions, Jimmy.
Oh, I'm jumping the gun here. I'm sorry.
Calm we got some down questions. In there. He still wants to go on this world tour.
Yeah,
he's got the
Do New York.
Oh my gosh.
We mentioned a second ago. You have an upcoming show June 8th at the Marquette Waterfront Festival in Madison. Tell us about your excitement to be the opening act for festival season. I mean, you're going to be the first one opening up the Madison Festival season.
I'm excited about it. I don't know. Last year, like each year that passes, I get more and more like people talking to me about performing at festivals. Sometimes it's kind of overwhelming because I have not put out my music yet, so I feel like I need to justify what I'm doing, kind of.
Well, you don't have to justify anything.
When they hear you play and sing, yeah. you're good.
I'm super excited about it. I mean, it's kind of, sometimes I don't even believe it. I open my email and I'm like, another festival, really?
Wow. So let me ask you this. You started playing guitar 6 years ago. You're obviously mm-hmm. very young still, but you've got some confidence to you. I could tell in your vocal styling as you were singing just now, great tone and pitch to your voice, but you also got confidence. Where's that confidence come from?
My mom, definitely. Yeah. She's also a singer, and all I know about singing, I learned it from her. Also, the confidence part. Definitely. Yeah.
You know, we were talking with someone else on the show, Betsy Age. She's out of Kenosha, Racine, with her band. And she said she's actually an introvert. She's kind of shy. So do you feel you become sort of a different person when you perform?
Not really.
No. What we see is what we get.
Yes, okay. Yes, definitely.
I've talked to a lot of artists that say they have to like find some magic when they get on stage to turn it on.
Yeah.
But you are just a natural.
I wouldn't say that I have to pretend, but the person that I am on that stage is who I am, how I just talk to people, you know?
Oh, your song was gorgeous.
Thank you. Yeah.
Well, now you have another song for us tonight.
Do you not?
Now we're going to ask you, tell us about this song before you play it.
Okay, this one is in Spanish, so I'm going to explain a little bit about it.
It'll be a little harder for me to understand.
Yeah. It was like maybe 4 years ago, I was heartbreak, and I was on a taxi when I decided to like write this first verses. I got to say that someone that I, not featured me, but helped me write the song, his name is Angel Bimbo Lopez. I need to mention him because he was the producer that helped me write the song. It has never been put out. But yeah, it's a heartbreak. I was in a taxi. I was sad. And you're going to hear the rest of it.
Okay.
Nice.
The raw emotions coming from the back of a taxi cab.
Yeah.
All right. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. You can call or text us in the Civic Media app. We got a special live performance tonight from Sarah. And we'll talk with Marie Rose Eckberg a little more about Make Music Madison here on Max Inc. Radio.
Que menos lo espero, perdida vagando noche de invierno. Me encuentro con tus ojos en el espejo, pero flaco no me miras igual. Aún me echo de que el perfume asumir lo nuestro me consume. Entre llamadas, eriza, entre cortada, chamaco, ¿acaso te da igual? Ando por ahí, perdida en el taxi de esta vida frágil, que es tan volátil, pero le da igual. Ando por ahí, perdida en el taxi. Si no llegas es más fácil. No voy a esperar por alguien que no va a llegar. Sigo esperando que pase algo. Cierro los ojos y veo un alto que me recuerda en aquella falla. Pero flaco, ya todo me da igual. Aún me echo de que el perfume asumir lo nuestro me consume. Entre llamada, risa, entre cortada, chamaco, ¿acaso te da igual? Ando por ahí, perdida en el taxi de esta vida frágil, que es tan volátil, pero le da igual. Ando por ahí, perdida en el taxi. Si no llegas es más fácil. No voy a esperar por alguien que no va, que no, que no va a llegar. get nobody good. And I know, and I know, and I know, and I know you don't love me anymore. And I want, and I want, I ain't knocked your door just like you has for. And I won't do it then, you call me your friend. You love to pretend. I put an to the dark, leave the kiss, sticky stuff. Pull them out in the taxi. Ando por ahí, perdida en el taxi. Esta vida frágil, que están por a ti, pero le da igual. Ando por ahí, perdida en el taxi. Si no llegas es más fácil. No voy a esperar por alguien que no va a llegar. Que no va a llegar. Que no va a llegar.
Very nice. Sarah, live. We'll call it the mini Larry here on Max Inc. Radio. Thank you so much for performing tonight and coming in and sharing your story with us. It's a great, uplifting story, and I hope you nothing but the success.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you. Thank you. Wonderful.
Thank you for having
and,
me
and
here.
Get ready for that world tour. It's going to be brutal.
Oh, that's next step.
Yes.
LA, Wyoming.
Oh.
People in Wyoming love it.
Wyoming.
Mary
what
Rose.
What is next for you? I'm just going to jump in here really quick and
next
ask.
Next for me is release all the music that I have in my notebook.
Good.
I really need to do that. If I don't do that, I don't see any other way to keep taking steps.
Yes.
So you're going to record an album or an EP?
Probably an EP.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. That's great. Yeah. Well, once it's done, send us the tracks. We'll play it here.
Well,
on Max
even
Larry.
Better, let's have Rebecca on.
Yeah,
for yeah, sure. For a full layer.
Yes.
Make Music Madison is happening here in Madison and around the world, around the globe. June 21st is a Friday this year. Super excited about that. Mary Rose Ekberg from Make Music Madison. If bands wanted to get signed up. I know there's a deadline coming up. Also, venues, if they want to get signed up, give us the details one more time on that.
Register to host or perform by June 1st at makemusicmadison.org.
How are you feeling right now? This is kind of the crunch time,
it's
isn't
crunch
it?
Crunch time. Yeah. I'm sleep deprived. We're working hard. We have a lot of really exciting things going on, including a stage hosted by some of the people in this very room.
Oh, boy.
Are we going to talk about that?
I guess we're talking about it, Jimmy.
I love it. Let's talk about it.
You have 1 minute to talk about
it. Okay.
Well, we're going to have a stage at the top of State Street at the Forum. It's a public space. It's right between the Veterans Museum and Ian's Pizza, and we're going to have a full-on PA system. We're going to have bands. We're going to have video being taken. It's going to be just an extravaganza. Right here on State Street.
That's what we do.
Civic Media, Max Inc. Radio.
Yeah.
Make Music Madison.
Yes.
And Music Makes a Difference. And Dane County Arts. We're all coming together. Community, space making.
Yes.
It's all going to happen on June 21st.
Music.
I hope the weather's nice. I really do because it's going to be a great day.
I just want to mention that for anyone interested, I have a lot of upcoming shows. You can find me at sarahofficial.com. TZERAofficial.com. SeraOfficial.com.
We will share that on our social medias as well. You've got it.
Nice. All right. Make Music Madison once again, June 21st. If you want to participate, please, by all means, go to makemusicmadison.org, create your band profile, artist profile. If you're a venue, you want to host some bands, it doesn't matter. As long as you're in the city of Madison, you can do it right there. Marie Rose Ekberg, thank you so much.
Yeah,
it's great to see you again.
Thank you, guys. Always a pleasure. Thanks for having me back.